Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in a portion of chapter 5 of the Gospel of Luke. But the word concerning Jesus went the more abroad, and many crowds came together to hear and to be cured by him of their sicknesses. And he departed into the desert and prayed. And it came to pass on one of the days, as he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was there to heal them. And behold, men bearing on a bed a man who was paralytic, and they sought to bring him in and to set him before him. And not finding by what means they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the housetop and let him down through the tiling with the bed into the midst before Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said to him, "Man, thy sins are forgiven to thee." And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins except God alone?" But Jesus, knowing their reasonings, answered and said to them, "What do you reason in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins have been forgiven to thee,' or say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go to thy house.' And immediately standing up before them, he took up that on which he sat down, and he departed to his house, glorifying God. And amazement took them all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, 'We have seen glorious things today.' And after these things he departed, and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the reception, at the receipt of custom. And he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he forsook all things, stood up, and followed him. And Levi made a great reception for him in his house, and there was a crowd of many publicans and of others who were sitting down with them. And their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, 'What do you eat and drink with the publicans and sinners? Why do you eat and drink with the publicans and sinners?' And Jesus answering said to them, 'They who are well have no need of a physician, but they who are ill. I came not to call the just, but sinners to repentance.'" Reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 8365. "For I am Yehovah thy healer, that this signifies that the Lord alone preserves from evils, is evident from the signification of to heal as being to cure, and also to preserve from evils. For when diseases signify evils, to heal signifies a remedy and preservation from them." Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.